Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back, time travelers. And if you're new here, welcome to Planet Jave. This is my podcast I've been doing for about 3 years now, and it has been a journey. But honestly, this podcast is about going back to the basics, to the beginning. So this is more of a reintroduction, because God knows when I came on this podcast, I came out flaming hot, but there were certain things, a foundation that was not laid, that now I'm understanding that needs to be laid. And that is just the simple message of the gospel. So today the topic is the gospel. What is the gospel? Well, y'all, we got a little story time, because God knows he has a plan and a purpose, and his plan is being fulfilled as we speak. And right now there are hearts and souls that are seeking this good news, that are seeking the gospel. So let's talk about this whole thing. Again, what is the gospel? Well, the gospel is the good news that God became man in the Lord Jesus Christ. That means the Lord Jesus Christ is the one true God, the Most High. And he took on a body of flesh, and he came to this earth to redeem man of his sins. He came and he lived a life that we should have lived. That means Jesus Christ, he walked this earth and he was the example, okay, the blueprint. And many of us, this is what we want to be. We want to be like Jesus. We want to walk like Jesus, because he did it, and he did it without blemish. He did it spotlessly, okay? He did it victoriously. He is the standard, and this standard is a standard that all Christians are trying to walk after and live up to. But the truth is, in our mortal mentality and our humanness and our flesh, it's almost impossible. But that is exactly why Jesus Christ came, because he is who can redeem man of all his sins. So he then died. The Lord Jesus Christ died the death that we should have died, meaning that he took on the sins of the world. He took on everything, not just the sins of that current time or that present time, but he took on the past, the present, and future sins of all mankind. And because of this, we have a way back to the Father. Jesus Christ is the door. He is the way. And we are to literally connect with the Lord Jesus Christ by having a personal relationship with them, by accepting him into our hearts. And this is such an easy thing that any of us can do on this journey. When I was younger, it was something that I didn't have a choice to do, but God knows that he had a plan, and he gave me the opportunity to make that choice. And after spending a little bit of time in this world, that choice was very easy for me to make, because in the world you will find tribulation. In the world you'll find the heartache and suffering and just negativity and backstabbing, whatever you think of negative, you will find that in the world. But in Jesus Christ, you'll find love, you'll find peace, you'll find refuge, you'll find victory, you'll find rest, you'll find everything that you need and more, because Jesus Christ loves you. God is the creator of all, and he loves us. We are his creation, and he created us for a reason, because he loves us. And I know that for me, what really helped me to surrender to God was knowing that he created me out of love, and that love is the starting point, and it's also the finishing point. Alpha Omega, Jesus Christ is the one true God, and he is love. God is love, and love is God, and there's no separating the two. So let's get back to this good news, the gospel. He died in our place, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead, proving that he is the true Son of God. And because of this, it offered us the gift of salvation. And all who repent and all who believe the gospel will be saved and are saved, because we know that Jesus Christ was resurrected from the grave. And this is so powerful, because back in that day, Jesus Christ didn't have to announce, "I'm the Son of God." He didn't have to do nothing. All he had to do was be obedient and follow the Spirit of the Lord. When God said go, he went. When God told him to pray and heal, he did. And sometimes he didn't have to do nothing. God would bring stuff to him. But the thing is, he was so obedient to the Father. And there's a scripture, I'm going to say it off the top of my head. Forgive me for not knowing the exact scripture, but if y'all know it, y'all know it. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "I and the Father are one." And when he said that, he was literally saying that him and the Lord, they are one. The Holy Spirit, God, and Jesus Christ are one. And when you are baptized in the name, when you are baptized in the nature of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, you are baptized in love. You are baptized in truth. And through this baptism, you are then given a new life. you are a new creation, the Lord Jesus Christ. God creates a new heart within your old heart. And I've talked about that so many times on this podcast. What this new heart does is it combats the old heart of flesh. It combats the fleshly man and the old man. And this new man, Christ Jesus within you, is who will redeem you of your sins, who will help you to move forward on your journey, who will preserve you, keep you, who will provide for you. Jesus Christ is really that guy. Like, I can't make it up, you know? And a part of my journey was understanding that I'm just but a vessel. I am nothing, literally. And when I realized that, a lot of things start to click for me, because it was like, I realized that Jesus Christ was my goodness. He was my wealth, my abundance, my light, my salvation, my rock, my water, my shelter, whatever it is that I needed. Jesus Christ was that and is that for me. And it was nothing that I did. Like, there's nothing that I did to deserve this. But this is what unconditional love is. Jesus Christ took on the sins of all humanity. Why? Because he loves us all. And it's so beautiful. Like, my mom always talks about the fact that we are all created so wonderfully and uniquely. We all have our own thumbprint. My thumbprint is not just like yours, and yours is not like mine, but it's my own thumbprint. And that goes to say that God really put his time and his effort in creating everyone on this planet. He looked at you and he said, well, he didn't look at you. He formed you, okay? He created you. He made you just like a clay potter. He made you and he brought you forth on this planet. I think that's just so beautiful, because he didn't have to do it. It's so crazy to think that, you know, a lot of us probably wouldn't exist. We wouldn't exist if it wasn't for God, like literally. But the fact that we're here right now, we're here, says a lot. And a lot of us are simply here to share the good news, to share the truth of love. Because this is all, you got to know all of this. The good news, the gospel, is a message of unconditional love. That's where it's centered. It is centered in love. It is centered in grace. It is centered in mercy. Right now, we all have time to turn to the Lord. We have time to accept him in our hearts. And this is something we got to do daily. What did Paul say? I die daily. That means the flesh has to die daily. The old parts, the old ways, the old mindsets, it has to die daily in order for the truth of the gospel to be made manifest, to really come forth. And when we understand this and we grasp this and we hold on to the truth of the gospel, then things start to rapidly move within us. You start to take on the nature, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You walk different. You talk different. You act different. And it's not even really about acting. Let's just throw that out the window. But you become different because the word is like two-edged sword. It's healing you, but it's also cutting out the bad stuff, right? So the word right there is going to almost convict the negative things within us, and it's going to bring forth the positive things, because it shows us, it's like a mirror. It shows us where we are aligned with the nature of God and where we aren't. And this is so important, because I know there are so many people that are non-believers and that are believers that are scared of the word of God. I'm talking to somebody that are scared to open the Bible, that are scared to look at the Bible because it's such a heavy reflection. And sometimes when you go, ooh, I'm not like that, to God be all the glory, that's okay. Sometimes God has to show you where you aren't like him, and that's okay. Because what he's doing is he's showing you what he's getting ready to redo in you, what he's going to remake or recreate, what Jesus Christ is going to come in and redeem. Sometimes God has to redeem those things within us that they may be used in the right way or the right manner. I'm talking to somebody, but this is all out of love, because he truly loves us. I know God loves you. I know he loves you because he loves me. Come on, reflection. God loves us. He loves us. If he didn't, trust me, the rapture would have been taking place, okay? If he didn't love us, because God knows there is a lot of negative stuff happening in the world today. There is a lot, and it's enough, you know? It's enough. However, there are still souls, again, that God is waiting for. He's waiting for to turn to him. There are still seeds that need to be planted. Seeds that need to be watered. There's still love that needs to be brought here. There are so many people walking around looking to the world as their source and their provider, when Jesus Christ is always urging, always there, just waiting for that soul to turn to him. Because the moment a soul turns to God, they are surrounded with love, they are protected, they are covered. Jesus Christ shed his blood that we would be redeemed, that we would be saved. Listen, there's one thing, one substance that I utilize on my work, on my walk. And I say my work too, because this is work too. You know what I'm saying? Spreading the gospel is a job. But seriously, pleading the blood of Jesus Christ is real. It's one of the tools that I use to combat some of the negative energy that's out here, some of the craziness of the enemy. Because it could be a lot. As a human, I understand that point of giving up. I understand how it feels when you feel completely isolated, unheard, misunderstood, when you don't feel loved, when you feel worthless, when you feel like you have no value. I understand that. I've been to those places multiple times. And before I found Jesus Christ, I stayed in those places. But I'll tell you, in 2020, I found Jesus Christ. And that's who told me who I was. That's who picked me up out of a pit. When I'll tell it to him, blue in the face, the devil left me for dead. He beat me down and he allowed the imps and everything else to attack me and steal from me and just rip me apart. And yet, through all of that, Jesus Christ was with me. He was there with me. I didn't know it. I didn't see him. I didn't hear him. But one day, things changed. I got to that place, and I knew I couldn't go on down that path. I knew something had to give. And honestly, it was my life back to Jesus Christ. I turned to God, and I cried. I cried a lot, especially during that entire season. Because, again, I realized where I wasn't measuring up to the gospel. But that's where grace came in. That's where the Comforter and the Holy Spirit came in. Because then I began to shed off an old image. Let go of an old identity. See, that was an identity, but that's not who I was, and that's not who I am. God began to correct me, reproach me, but strengthen me and love me in a way that it brought something new out of me. I took on a new identity within Jesus Christ, a new light. And this light has been my strength in this time because it's Christ's light. All glory be to the Most High. Again, he's my everything. Everything. And right now there are people on this earth that need the Lord. There are people that are so lost and don't know what to do, don't know where to go. And Christ is right there, just waiting for that soul to turn to him. When you turn to God, he embraces you. He doesn't shame you. He doesn't make you feel bad. That's a human thing. But he loves you. He loves you. I just want to share this message with you guys in hopes that if there anyone is out there that is still feeling this way, feeling like something is missing, something is off, Jesus Christ, it's not too late to accept the Lord, to accept Jesus Christ in your heart. Watch things change for you. Not to be intense or anything, but it is a beautiful journey. It has its ups and its downs, but in those downs, Christ is always there to lift you back up. The more you stay at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that humility, and that humbleness, I'm telling you, he lifts you back up. When you walk with a king, He teaches you how to be a king and a queen. Shout out to the ladies. Well, yep. That's the end of this podcast, you guys. I just wanted to give you a little hope and encouragement and know that the gospel is still here. The good news is still here. There's still time. There's still an opportunity to find the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day you're going to look in that mirror and you're going to see something new. A new creation. A new light. A healthy glow. And then people start to see it too. Well, there's a new light about you. It's like you're glowing. And it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. But I love you guys. God loves you guys. Let's say a quick prayer for anyone out there that is wanting to accept the Lord Jesus Christ into their heart. All right, we're going to be saying the sinner's prayer. And please repeat after me if you want to accept Jesus Christ into your heart. Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer, asking you for forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus Christ is your Son and that he died on the cross at Calvary that I might be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Father, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and I ask you right now to come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior. I repent for my sins, and I will worship you all the days of my life. Because your word is true, I confess with my mouth that I am born again and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. You just heard another episode of Planet Jave. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and family. If you want to hear more from me, please subscribe to the podcast. If you want to follow me on my socials, you can find me at PlanetJavv or just Jav. That's Planet Jave. I'm here for you guys. I love you guys, and God bless you.